I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The days are getting shorter. The pigskins are flying, and it's tractor season at P&K Equipment. Of course, it's always tractor season around P&K. The P&K team is proud of our John Deere lineup. It's stacked with capability and versatility. And because it's all part of our promise to you, you'll also find some of the lowest industry prices and top-notch service. We call that the P&K experience. So stop by to meet the team and kick off your tractor purchase today. Or visit us online at pkequipment.com. And remember, around here, John Deere starts with P&K.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick's supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
All right, welcome back. Firm losses quickly moved into the complex today, bringing additional market pressure in both live and feeder cattle trade. The overall lack of support seen on Friday brought additional uncertainty to the entire market. December corn futures about 6 cents per bushel lower. Stock markets mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones 199 points higher. NASDAQ down 16 points. In live cattle, strong pressure stepped back into the complex following a volatile up and down market shift throughout the day, even though price moves were limited to moderate shifts compared to the strong triple digit losses that developed on Friday. The weaker tone of the market, though, continued to sweep throughout the complex. This could bring additional support to the market and may bring additional selling later in the week. December live cattle contracts, though, have broken through their short-term support seen in November. Now traders continue to focus on October lows as the next support level. In feeder cattle, strong market pressure redeveloped in the cattle trade, although losses have been limited to 40 to 80 cents. This pressure followed the volatile up-and-down move throughout the day where prices ranged from firm losses to strong gains. Now focusing on additional losses, though, that happened throughout the last half of the trading session. The sharp triple-digit losses seen on Friday, though, has carried even more pressure into the complex as traders tried to focus their long-term direction of the market. Grain futures were higher today but pulled back from stronger gains overnight after chart resistance hemmed in the rally. Weather in South America was in focus and provided ammunition for both bulls and bears. And corn prices tried to hold on to gains following choppy trade in a narrow range overnight. March futures ran into resistance at their 50-day moving average, which came in right at the overnight high. Soybeans tried to hold on to double-digit gains after a quick gap higher overnight ran into chart resistance, and wheat prices posted modest gains as a short covering rally continued. Soft red winter wheat tried to break out of a two-month downturn, while the hard wheat contracts also faced chart resistance. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.